John, you're well into the campaign now, almost within sight of the finishing post. How do you think your campaign's going?
It's going really well. Getting a good reception on the doorstep. The issues I'm campaigning about seem to be the issues that all the people I've spoken to in the city centre ward are interested in talking about.
And you're mainly campaigning on the matter of the trams, because that's where you have a lot of professional knowledge. What other issues are you campaigning about?
Well, if you believe the SNP, I'm a single-issue candidate, so I can only have one at a time. But I've got issues like the sacking of a dustbin for blogging the truth. I've got issues like spending £30,000 on a whitewash report to appease Mr. Cardowney and Miss Dawsey's blushes. I've got issues around teachers being threatened with their job even though they pay council tax in Edinburgh and have a right to speak up. Nevertheless, if they speak up about education, they're threatened with their jobs. I've got all sorts of issues regarding this upcoming election.
And you're the only one standing as an independent candidate. Do you think that singles you out, or do you think it makes you so different from everyone else?
Yeah, it singles me out uniquely. I'm the only one that tells the truth. I'm not a politician. The rest of them are all, in their own way, hiding from the issues. None of them want to talk about the trams. Every one of them's involved in the trams up to their necks. An issue of the cuts, the £247 million of cuts. Not one of them mentioned that at the hustings the other night there. Not one of them are prepared to state on record as to whether they support borrowing £270 million for the trams. And not one of them want to support my idea about putting loading buses into a community trust and protect it from these delinquent councillors.
And why do you think you would make a really good councillor?
Because I'm not a politician.
And you don't think your lack of experience is in any way a hindrance to you then?
When you say lack of experience, I've been all around the world. I've spoken to kings, princes and all sorts of things. A few councillors in the city chambers, I can assure you, will not daunt me.
John, you live in South Queensferry and you want to represent the city centre ward, and you're confident that, you know, notwithstanding that you don't live in the ward, for example, that you have a handle on the issues which matter.
Well, that's an interesting question. I put that question back to you. Do any of the candidates live within the city centre ward? My understanding is they don't, but I may be wrong. Ian McGill puts his name, his address in as Northumberland Street, but coincidentally Northumberland Street is the party headquarters.
That's the party headquarters, yes.
I think he doesn't stay in the ward.
Just to sort of round off the interview, what do you think your chances are of being elected on Thursday?
Well, I think I stand a better chance than some of the poor candidates who are standing. I'm in there. It's a fight. Depending on the turnout, this might be the first independent to win in a long time in Edinburgh.
And if you were elected as independent candidate, that's obviously going to have some influence on the makeup of the council and of the groups within it, the political groups within it. Do you have any that you would find an easy allegiance with?
My drivers are, A, to get the truth about all of this subterfuge that goes on in the city, and once I've got the truth, to make up my mind. And the parties closest to my opinion of the truth, given my considerable experience in transportation issues and the like, will be the person I align with. I'm neither left, right or centre in terms of my politics.
Okay, John, and I wish you well for Thursday.